Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
Oh, goodness gracious.
George Carlin was in that.
That was from a little ditty from an old TV show I love to watch. I love to watch the Thomas the Tank Engine. And that...
Dude, my favorite fucking show.
Hey, this is Family Hour.
My favorite show when I was young and a child and innocent.
I
love that show as well. I liked... That's fine. One freebie.
What?
The FCC won't shut us down just
yes,
yet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
man. Welcome to the Intimate Hour with Magic Mike.
And Rad Ryan, we all missed you very much.
Oh, I cried myself to sleep every night. Every night.
I wouldn't say I did that, but I did something equally...
Radical.
Commemoration of... Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
man.
Let's see. Mike, how was your break? I haven't seen you in... So... How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I go home. I worked at Subway.
Sounds good.
Saw some friends.
Do you work a lot for the holidays?
You know, I work. Yeah. I worked. Yeah. I got like quite the hours in.
Yeah. I worked close to 40 hours at the paper store wrapping gifts and... Doing
you wrapped gifts.
Christmassy things. Yes, I did.
Hard
lots of that.
Freaking work.
Oh yeah,
buddy.
Okay, Mr. Sandwich Man.
You don't know. Yeah. When I thought the job was making sandwiches, that's it, but no, there's a lot of intricacies behind the stage.
What else?
Well, you know, we gotta bake the bread, make the cookies, wash the dishes, make tomatoes. Yes.
You have to make the tomatoes.
We got to prep everything.
How long does it take to make the tomatoes?
Well, we got to core the tomatoes, cut the tomatoes, put them in a thing, label them. We got to do all these things.
I see.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot of work. Well, but, did you know at the paper store you have to learn to answer the phone properly? You can't just pick it up and say hi. You have to have a little...
Whoa. You learned that in elementary school.
No,
hello, student speaking.
No, that's not what you say, though. Here's what we have to say. Thank you for calling the Bedford Paper Store. This is Ryan speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, that's what we do at Subway. Hello, you've reached Farmington Subway. This is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
That's different.
Take that, Ryan.
That's different than what I just said.
I don't care. That's what we say.
All right, then.
God.
Well,
you know
what else
did I have you know what? I take it back. I didn't miss you at all, Ryan. Take it back.
Well, Mike, I gotta say I'm hurt. I sincerely missed you.
I take it back. I'm not even gonna touch your knee anymore while we do the show, Ryan.
It's gonna make an awkward hour.
Yeah.
It's just the awkward hour now. It's not even intimate anymore.
You know, I think us being famous has gone to your head, Ryan.
I think it has. Yeah, that's one thing we can agree on.
Oh, I mean, we've become more famous than we realize.
Like, we didn't realize until after we left campus for holiday break how famous this show has made us. I mean, Mike, how was your New Year's? What did you do on your New Year's Eve?
You know, I replaced Dick Clark for the Rockin' New Year's Eve bash.
Oh, really? You got to hang
that
out with...
That man is a puppet. He died years ago.
He's just
by the strings.
He's just a soul.
And who's controlling him? Ryan Seacrest.
Really?
He's the devil.
I can see that, yeah. You can see the devil in his beady blue eyes, that friggin' hair sweet bastard.
Yeah, that son of rah!
Anyway, but yes, you got that gig because they heard you were working on The Intimate Hour.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally got invited to so many parties. I didn't know which one to stop at, so I just went party hopping.
Party hopping. Island hopping, I hear.
Party island hopping.
You went from Jamaica to New Zealand. That is intense island hopping.
In one night, I was able to attend two countries worth
Whoa.
Of New Year's parties.
Dude, I hear you're so famous that you consider Africa an island. And you consider Russia and all those Europeans another island. They're just islands.
That's all we're living on, people. Just a lot of big, huge, giant, endless islands. The only difference is that some of the islands you can't see water from.
Whoa.
Some parts of the island.
Whoa. Did you just say those countries are islands?
We're all on the island.
Do you hate people?
What?
Did I put words into your mouth? Yes, I did.
Yes,
Ryan,
you did.
You hate,
I do
people.
Not hate people.
You hate people.
Well, you hate your customers who come into Subway. Those people take minutes off your lifespan because of their ignorance that you have to deal with. You know?
Oh, gosh.
Every ignorant customer Michael has to deal with takes about 3 minutes off his life expectancy.
Yeah.
And you know, you might be thinking, oh, 3 minutes, that's not that much. That adds up to weeks in the amount of time Mike's been working there.
I know. But there are a couple nice customers. They're pretty cool people.
Yeah.
But they're just few.
You know, I always find it interesting that you can find things that take minutes off your life expectancy, but nothing seems to add to your life expectancy.
No. There's just one woman that has been coming in for all the times I've been working there. She's a soccer mom. She comes in with her kids. Her kids are nice, but she's not so nice. She comes in here with this mean look on her face, and comes up. She's like, veggie, wheat bread, what kind of cheese? All the cheese.
Just very sad.
She's so cold, and only once has she showed any emotion. It wasn't nice emotion. It was just mean emotion. Wow. She was like, oh man, I hate this weather. It wasn't the weather. It was the Christmas season. I hate this season. Just so much running around.
This season
kids
hates
expect
you.
Too much. I'm like, what? I'm like, and I just agreed. You gotta just agree. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
She would have bit your head off had you not agreed.
I know.
I mean, that's the other thing I hated about working at the paper store is that you get all these people and, you know, everything's all decorated and dolled up and you get this giant light up Christmas tree in the middle of the store. And then more than 75% of the customers you serve that day will be pissed off. And it just takes away from the Christmas mood. But every now and then, like, there was this one lady, this little short little Jewish mother, and I know because she was buying Hanukkah stuff. I'm not being prejudiced.
What if she was just...
Don't even argue. Don't even argue. She's buying Hanukkah stuff on a Christmas season. She was Jewish.
She comes up
and she's like laughing and she's being all, you know, happy and jolly. And I was like, this Jewish woman is better representing the Christmas spirit than most people I've seen today. Like, she just comes in and I'm just like, you know, I'm glad you came in. You made me happy for a good 5 minutes knowing that there's a person like you that exists that can be happy in such a nice season.
Yes.
She was great, though. She couldn't find her card. She wasn't even pissed. She was laughing. She's like, oh, I can't find my card. Look at that. Hold on, let me just check through here.
God bless America. Oh, good.
Home of the free. But you know one thing that does add to your life expectancy? In fact, it makes you live forever.
Being famous.
PH famous, people. That's what we are. Famous, like a phone.
Get out your seat and move your feet. Get out your seat and move your feet. We famous, everybody's famous. When you up in Vegas, can't nobody blame us for acting famous. That's right, famous. PH Vegas, you know it's all good. Everybody.
On slots, hitting jackpots, sipping martinis with a lime twist. Yup,
Koi Lounge taking flicks.
Can't blame us for acting rich and famous. That's right, PH Vegas. Don't be mad, you hate us. It's all good, that's what the fast life's all about. Money in the air, scream and shout. Baz, look what you've been missing out on.
We famous, everybody's famous. When you up in Vegas, can't nobody blame us for acting famous. That's right, famous. Playing in Hollywood. Bar is out.
the gossip, red carpet, TMZ. Yeah, I'm the hot topic, want the fame. I want the haters, paparazzi, fan mail, interviews on Extra, yeah.
We famous, everybody's famous. When you up in Vegas, can't nobody blame us for acting famous. That's right, famous. PH Vegas, you know it's all good. Everybody.
Isn't it nice being famous?
Yeah, yes it is. Indeed. It's quite
good.
So no, it's quite, I don't know, never mind.
It's quite one, it's something. Quite something, it's not in the middle.
It's like a fall.
So.
What did you do over break, Ryan? Shut up, Ryan.
I took your advice and I gave my parents a list of four games to get me for Christmas, and I told them to only get one, just to surprise me.
Wait, I gave you advice?
You did.
What did I say?
Inadvertently, kind of. I got Assassin's Creed 2 for Christmas.
Ooh.
And yes, I enjoy it quite much. It is far better than the first one. Anyway, that's what I did with my Christmas break. I made gingerbread houses. I got to,
How interesting.
I got to go to my godbrother's first Christmas.
Oh, I have a godbrother.
Nathaniel, he's one.
I have a cousin named Nathan.
Me too. And a family friend named Nathaniel. Isn't that interesting?
I've been to Nathan's.
Have you?
Their hot dogs are pretty good.
Are they?
Actually, they're not. They're kosher? Disgusting.
Kosher.
What, so. Ryan? Hanukkah's over. We can't be kosher anymore.
Say, I don't like kosher hot dogs. I think they're kind of gross.
I've never had any. I've never felt the need to be kosher.
Well, yeah, you just get a regular hot dog. It's pretty good.
Is it, Ryan? Is a regular hot dog pretty good?
It's better than kosher.
Are you just assuming things?
It's better than kosher.
Whoa. Did you just say you hate Jewish people? Ryan, you.
No, I don't.
It's like
don't
I don't
Scooby
know
does.
You anymore.
I just told you earlier. I was so happy to see that Jewish lady in my work.
Yeah. So you could, I don't know.
Oh, you're turning this. That's awful. You're turning this around on me. Oh, goodness.
You did it to yourself.
So, Mike, how was your Christmas break? What did you do aside from be famous and work? Get to see friends?
Yeah. I saw a lot of friends from my old school.
Uh-huh.
There was actually an alumni day that I went to, which is
really?
Pretty awesome.
I wish we had one of those, but our school is very cheap about things. They are. They're very miserly. They wouldn't even let us visit the classes during class time.
Really? You can't just go? Like, I've just gone. I'm like, psh, I'm Michael Cavadafero. Who are you?
Well, the lady at the desk, she's just like, no, you can't come in.
No, you don't go to the desk. You just go in.
That's what we should have done, people, you know. And
that's
then
what I did.
And then we go in the back entrance just to try it again. The freaking janitor goes, why are you two going? It's like, mind your business,
whoa,
janitor,
whoa, 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 whoa. You don't know the janitors? You say hi to him. I know the janitors.
I don't know the janitors. Well, he's going to know I'm not a student there.
Oh, my goodness. You got to make friends with these people, man.
That's true.
Got to say, hey.
Hey.
And I go, hey, hey, hey. And that's how relationships are born.
By going, hey.
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 A That's enough, Ryan.
The Fonz.
That's enough. Ryan, what did I tell you?
Novel excerpts.
Whoa, yes, yes, yes. Novel excerpts. You know, during our last run, we had many selections of Moby Dick by Herman Melville. We read selections, random selections from that book. And it Ryan!
I have to blow my nose. Keep talking.
How rude.
You have the floor.
Ryan.
Okay, it's better.
Oh my gosh.
We're reading some Moby Dick.
We read some Moby Dick selections by Herman Melville. And now, for this upcoming season, we have a new book.
Oh, jeez.
The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor.
I'm sorry, what was their last name? The Brothers who?
Karamazov.
Very good. Very good.
By why can't I say his first name? I've said it many times.
Fyodor.
No! Fyodor. Oh, why?
Fraudeline.
Don't look at it. Fyodor. Oh, my. I know. This is wrong. I've said it before. People, you know I've said this before.
You can tell he reads the books with very close detail. And
it's Dostoevsky. All right. I can say his last name. Oh, gosh. I said
Fyodor.
Stop it, Ryan. Gosh.
What's his name? Mein Fyodor?
I will kill you.
Did you hear that? We're recording this now, aren't we? If I'm dead in the next 24 hours, then you're the prime suspect.
Yep, I'm going to bury you.
Oh. So you were joking there. Well, then I... Well, why don't we play a song as a tribute to how snowy it is outside?
Should we, Ryan?
While you're finding your clip.
That'd be harder to find you in the snow.
Yeah,
buried.
It would be. So in that case, for the sake of Mike being able to hide my presumably dead body...
They wouldn't find you until spring, and by then you'd be decomposed.
By then I would have missed my last Jan term class and probably not gotten an evaluation, sadly.
What a shame.
So for the sake of Mike... having an easier time burying me. Let it snow.
Let it snow.
That is frightful. I'm so delightful. Since we've no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow. Shows no signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And it did snow.
Yeah, but I think it stopped.
for a long time.
So maybe it'll start snowing again. I think we had the speakers on outside the yurt. Maybe the weather hurt us. Maybe it'll start snowing some more.
I like the snow. Winter is my favorite season. You know, I got some new boots, Ryan. You didn't comment on my new boots.
Hey, Mike, are those new boots?
Yes, Ryan, they are.
Yeah, where'd you get them?
I got them from my dad.
Oh, what was the occasion?
My birthday. My dad got me... My dad offered to buy me boots.
Let's hear this.
And then once we got there at the store, he's like, oh, well, you know, Mike, this is your birthday present. Oh, thanks, Dad. And then he made a very clear point to his girlfriend not to give me anything, not even a card. He's like, don't give him anything. I bought him boots. That's enough. I'm like, oh, gosh, you people.
You didn't even get a card with the thinner in it.
I did get a card. One card.
Was it a happy birthday card?
It was a happy birthday card. It's wonderful.
It was wonderful.
But I have found my selection.
Here's my Christmas irony story. Yes, Mike.
What?
My Christmas story is a little more important than some important book about brothers whose last name you can't pronounce.
I did say it. Karamazov. Hold on. Let's look up okay. The pronunciation.
My wonderful, awesome Christmas story was that I worked a 40-hour week during the holidays at the paper store so that I could pay my parents back for the debt I owed them from...
It wasn't hard work.
Yeah, yes, it was. It was very difficult. You had to stand all day.
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
You know, 6 hours straight.
Yeah, you know, I had to stand all day.
You had the 15-minute break, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to eat.
I had a 15-minute break, too.
Yeah, but you have food already there.
Where do you work, in a mall or something?
I work at the paper store in a small Google Gagaplex.
Googleplex.
Yeah, in a little...
Yeah, Googleplex. Little, that's like 1,000 or something.
Basically,
or a million,
you have to walk somewhere to get food. You have food sitting right there in front of your face. You can just make a sandwich.
Subway is tiring. Nothing appeals anymore.
Tell me, how much free food do you get from Subway? How much do they allow you?
Every hour you work, you get a dollar towards your account.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you work a 4-hour shift, you can.
But you get a 6-inch.
If you work a 5-hour shift, you can get a $5 footlong, and that can be your lunch for free. You just got your own lunch.
Yeah, but you don't want to eat a footlong in 15 minutes, and then you go back to work, and it's...
energized. Oh, no. Too much nourishment? Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. I worked very, very hard at the paper store, starving my butt off. Oh, fine. Starving my ass off most of the time. And, my parents' Christmas morning decided to reveal to me that my greatest Christmas gift, my biggest gift this year, was going to be debt forgiveness. Yes, I did not have to repay my dad for the tickets. So I was running around the house screaming, I have the best parents in the world. They bought me Rammstein tickets for Christmas. Or they let me go free of charge. Yeah.
Karma's off.
So I was very happy, but now I have all this money. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, Ryan, you got all this money.
Yeah, I know. It kind of sucks.
Oh, you got all this money.
Yeah, you have money left over if you work a lot.
I work too, but I'm a man. I have stuff to pay.
Like,
Ryan,
like
what
gifts did you get people this year? I'm interested to hear this.
I got my dad slippers.
Really? Slippers? Yeah. That's a gift. You know what I got my dad?
Yeah.
I got my dad a hat.
I would have thought you would have gotten him a tie, Ryan. You sap.
Why would I get him a tie? Everyone gets their father a tie for Christmas.
Slippers are awesome. My dad always wears slippers. He wears slippers everywhere.
Can he wear them outside during the winter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
These are some hardcore slippers.
Will that be comfortable?
Yeah.
Huh.
What's it to you?
Well, my dad got from his best son, his favorite son, his only son, a waterproof hat with a visor.
Waterproof? What is he gonna do?
Wear it outside so we won't get snow on him. Ha! My gift beats yours. Okay, round two. What about your mom? What'd you get your mom?
What?
Michael!
What?
You mean to say you did not get your mother in?
I did get her. I got her a lot of things.
Okay. Well, then let's hear a few of them. Just to assess what kind of son you really are.
Oh, you want to assess this, Ryan?
Yes, I would, if that's what I've been doing.
Oh, my goodness. I got her some movies. And I... You know what, Ryan? You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
You know what?
What? What?
What?
What?
Well, the heating broke at my house.
Uh-huh.
And it was cold.
Oh, it was cold.
And I paid part of that bill because I'm awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Take that, Ryan.
Is that true?
It's very true.
What? Well, then I... Oh, we could have turned heat on. Oh, we could have turned the heat up and we're freezing. Well, Mike, I'm impressed.
Yeah, take
you know,
that.
You helped. Wow. I mean, I just got my mom a candle and some some chocolates. You know, that's pretty much it. But you got her. You helped with the. Wow.
Well, you know, the car, there was an issue with the car, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you fix that, too?
Partially.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
That's because I'm a subway man, and I'm...
All right,
I can do everything.
Well, then I guess you got me beat there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say for that.
It's just that my parents are deaf. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I delete?
Well, then
I don't know.
Well, let's move off that topic to spare me further embarrassment.
Well, you know what? I've always thought our show is the classiest of the class.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Don't you think we're classy?
Oh, of course we're classy.
We've been called classy many times. I strive to be classy every day, and I think I do that.
We were just called classy by Whitney Schuster earlier.
Yes.
It's because we are.
Yeah. You know, someday I'd like to go to work in a suit and tie. I mean, I think that'd be very, very... Very smart, very classy.
I wear a dress shirt and dress shoes to work every day. Shiny dress shoes. Gotta look nice.
I wear a maroon polo.
I mean, apron. No, that's... Well, I wear an apron too, but...
What do you need an apron for?
I don't know, that's like the paper store... Hey, look, the aprons used to be purple with like black writing. Purple with white writing. Now it's black with purple writing. It's not as bad.
All right.
There used to be a bright purple apron. And then they realized, hey, if we want any guys working here, let's at least reach a compromise and make the aprons black.
All right.
So.
Oh, wait a second.
Did you know I'm the only guy who works at the paper store?
I'm not surprised.
For the past year, I've been the only guy. And before that, there was one guy who worked with me, also named Ryan. But he was fired. Sorry, Ryan. Guess
there
the better
only
Ryan
be one.
Won.
There can only be one.
There can only
Did you
be.
Kill him, Ryan?
Kill's a very strong accusatory word. I would say euthanized.
How old was this, Ryan?
He was 16. He's a little younger than me.
Most court of laws, that would not be...
That would not be euthanasia. Well,
it'd be youth in a flower in a shop.
Youth pushing daisies up.
Oh my
the
goodness! Oh,
all right. So,
end of the world.
We're very classy now.
Yes.
And end of the world, Mike will explain that reference to you.
Yes.
In a moment, after we.
Class this show up.
Exactly.
Are you ready for this?
This is how we're rolling in with the new year. Very classy, very stylish. Check it out. Thank you.
classy. So classy. That wasn't classy how you pulled up in your chair, Ryan.
Oh, I think it was
like
very classy.
A child.
Rolling big, rolling classy for the new season. Hey, Mike, did you have a New Year's resolution?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, would you care to share it with us?
It's to be the best freaking dude in the world.
Well, looks like you're going to have a pretty boring New Year because looks like you've already accomplished that. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have a shot. I got you again. I was kidding that time, too. Mike.
Fine, Ryan.
Well, here, you think that's bad? You can get back at me with this. You want to know what my resolution was?
What?
I didn't have one.
Well, you know, I didn't have one either. I just said.
Yeah.
To be the...
I want to... Actually, here's my resolution. To be the best like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them...
Is your cause?
Is my cause. Yes, Michael. My cause.
Pokemon?
I will travel. I mean, yeah, Pokemon.
You will... And you'll travel across...
Across the land. Searching.
Far and wide.
Each Pokemon will understand.
You said it wrong.
The power that's inside. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just going to sit on my ass and, you know.
Why do I even pay you?
For the new. Because I'm classy. I bring the class.
Oh, you bring the class. Oh, I don't think so.
So do we want to check out this day in history? Actually, no. Let's, well, Michael is a bit of a playwright.
Yes, I'm a writer of sorts.
Of sorts. And he's working on a new project about the end of the world.
It's actually supposed to be a short film, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And right now it's titled It's Time to Leave.
Uh-huh.
And it has three intertwining stories. One about a priest. One about a teenager in his bathroom. And another about a flower shop worker and a woman. And these three stories.
Yes. And this is in a very post-apocalyptic dystopian era.
Well, you know, sort of, I don't know.
It's not really explained.
No. It's just, it's our world news. The end of the world's coming. These are how these people deal with it. That's what the story is.
Yeah.
And I cleverly.
Oh, yes.
Not many people will get this, but I think people from the Academy of the Arts last year will get it. I named the flower shop Simic Flower Shop because he has a book of prose poetry, The World Doesn't End. And the world is ending.
Isn't that great? Simic.
Oh.
That's an interesting name there, Simic.
Yeah, he was born in Yugoslavia.
Huh. Can't say I've ever heard of that country. Yugoslavia, I mean, it sounds like you just, you know...
You haven't heard of Yugoslavia?
Well, it's not a real place, is it? I mean, it sounds like you're just mushing up a bunch of vowel sounds and consonants and making a word out of it. Yeah, like I come from Czechoslovakia, you know?
Yeah? Yeah? Really, Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, you can't be serious. Yugoslavia?
Right.
Who in their right mind would name their country that?
Ryan.
I mean, honestly.
Ryan. We're trying to be classy here. And you just have to do this. You know what you should do? You should tell our wonderful listeners our phone number.
Our phone number? Yes, that's right. It's a little past halftime. But it's not too late to call in. Remember, feel free to call in at any point during our show. Our number is 413-559-6766.
That is the number. You should call in or, you know, contact us in any humanly way. Send a pigeon. Send a Facebook pigeon.
Send a Hedwig owl.
Do anything you can.
Remember, it's 413-559-6766. And if you're kind of far away, it should be 1413 because you got to add the 1 because long distance is a...
Yeah, don't be an idiot. Dial the 1.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to tell them about the history?
Yes, the history of today, people.
This day in history, what is today? January 12th?
January 12th.
Yes.
In 1908, a long-distance radio message is sent from the Eiffel Tower for the first time.
I didn't know towels could send messages.
I'd love to have an Eiffel towel. That's like a beach towel, you know? That'd be a, yeah. I'm sure it's out there, an Eiffel Tower beach towel. That's a classy beach towel.
Eiffel towel. Yeah.
That's, oh my goodness.
That would be, oh my gosh.
I've got a patent that.
That would be really cool.
Eiffel towel.
An Eiffel... Just go to the gift shop at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower. I'm sure they have something similar to that.
Je m'appelle Michel.
So what are you doing? You're making up words again.
No, I'm not. I said my name's Michael.
No, you said je m'appelle Michel.
Yeah, but before that.
You did not say my name is Michael.
I said je m'appelle Michel.
Yeah, no, you're just... You're just
no, that's truth. That's 5 years of French.
You're just mushing words together. French isn't a real language. Where is all this creative energy coming from? Where you can just make stuff up and say it's, you know, English is a
well,
language.
Well, Ryan, I was born.
French is a country.
I was born in a desert.
Where are you?
On top of a cactus.
Your parents born you there?
All my skin is calloused and hard. I am a cactus.
Uh-huh. That doesn't explain why you're insisting on making up country names and making up languages.
Well, don't you know, all cactuses have to learn 5 languages.
Really?
How do you think they survive in the desert?
What are your 5 languages?
A Spanish iguana comes up. hola, señor.
¿Qué pasó?
Señor cactus.
¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Agua, agua. And the cactus has to be prepared. And another bird, a buzzard comes by.
Speaking Czechoslovakian.
Czechoslovakian. And, you know, they come by, they got to be prepared.
So you know 5 languages, you're saying?
Yes.
What 5 would those be?
Cactus.
Uh-huh, that's one. That's half. That's half of 1.
I know South American.
Uh-huh.
I know...
You know Canadian?
Yes. I went to graduate school for Canadian. I know...
So let's see, wait, hold on. That's South American, Canadian, and cactus. So that's 2.5 right there.
I know ASL. That's Antarctic Sign Language.
Aha. Uh-huh. ASL, very useful.
That's a lot of rubbing of the face. And,
oh, yeah.
And rubbing of the hands. And that's 4. And
no, that's 3.5. Sorry.
I know the alphabet.
Cactus is half a language. It's not a real full language.
I know the alphabet, Ryan.
All right, I'll give it to you. That's 4.
And I can talk to cats.
You can talk to cats?
Yes.
Well, and you speak English. That's like 6. That's pretty good. You're pretty good for a cactus.
Yeah, I know.
What else happened today? Dr. James Bedford, hey, I'm from Bedford, becomes the first person to be cryonically preserved with the intent of future. What does that word say?
Resuscitation.
So they froze him and they're like, he'll be back later.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if they're still around. I don't know.
Maybe they didn't include that. 19 European nations agreed to forbid human cloning. Well, that didn't work in one of them, whichever one cloned Dolly.
Oh, hello, Dolly.
And not the sheep, because that's not a human. They actually cloned, you know, that Dolly Parton.
That'd probably get annoying if you make like 20 of those. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
Well, the thing that interests me about human cloning is, Dolly, first of all, I thought we had a population problem on this planet. Like, why would you want to make more people? Like, that's the last thing we need.
Yeah.
We're running out of resources, and you want to make more people to share it with? Yeah. Like, that has the logic of, you know, five guys or girls trapped in a room with limited food supply and oxygen, and they're just like, hey, let's bring another person into the equation, so we're even more starved and air deprived.
Yeah, but, you know, if I had a clone of myself, first thing I'd do, I'd punch him in the face.
Well, that's very clear. You punch a lot of things in the face, Mike. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, I'm as tough as I seem to be, I haven't punched a living soul.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, that makes one of us.
Yeah, Ryan, you're a murderous oatmeal killer.
I'm not No, I'm actually a serial killer.
Nope, you're not as good.
What? I kill oatmeal?
No.
I've killed Raisin Bran before.
Do you understand? No, Ryan.
Raisin
Bran. You're not as good as a serial killer. That's what I'm saying. So you're an oatmeal killer.
Not an oatmeal killer. Raisin Bran is not oatmeal. It is a cereal. I mean, sure, if you add milk and mash it up, it's no better than cold oatmeal with raisins in it.
Oh, yeah.
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 You okay there, Mike?
No.
What's wrong, buddy?
I don't know. I'm just...
You're worried about the future, aren't you?
Oh, the future.
The future. You never know what it holds here in 2011. I mean, 2010 was so, you know, comforting, so safe. But 2011, you know, the future's cold, Mike. I'm very cold right now. I knew it was going to be cold, but I didn't know it was going to be this cold. You know, the future is...
It's also dark.
Look outside. I can't see anything.
And I know it's ironic. I helped get the heat fixed at my house, and my dorm room doesn't have any heat.
Future is cold.
Go! World! Oh, it just looks at me and says, Michael Capitan Pharaoh.
Throws back its evil head and laughs. Do you guys want to hear another story bit? Mike, because you brought your story, and believe it or not, I've started reading it. For myself, you know, books. I never used to do that before. Surprise.
I tried to get my little cousin to read Captain Underpants.
Oh, my God. I remember those.
I know. It's so good. It's so good.
Love those. Captain Underpants.
But he's like, no, I want to play Mario.
What?
Dude.
You'd rather play that overwrought.
And you know what was annoying? Like,
read Captain Underpants.
Like, I've never had like one of those Game Boy Mario games, and he's like, Michael, you do it. Like, he'd say, I'm gonna play Game Boy. He's like, but Michael, you beat the level. I'm like, no, I don't want it to. He's like, please beat the level. He cried one time.
Whoa.
He's 7 years old. He's a wimp.
Well, you know, 7 years old, you can still cry. I mean, what grade is that? That's like
not a Capitan Pharaoh.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, but you know, third grade.
He's cool.
Okay. Well, so for the first book I ever planned on reading, you know, cover to cover, I decided on, you know, some light reading, very simple. H.P. Lovecraft and Others, Tales of the Cthulhu Mythos. You know, you might have read it when you were a young child. One of your parents might have read it to you to help you get to bed. Here's the ending of a story, you know, spoiler alert, called The Dweller in Darkness.
Whoa,
August Derleth.
Where are you starting? That doesn't look near the end.
Yeah, it's near the end. It's right there.
Oh, you're going to start at the bottom there.
Yeah. I'm not gonna read the whole page.
Well, Ryan.
I don't want to spoil the story.
I never know what to expect from you.
Yeah, that's right. Because I live on the edge. I'm a loose cannon.
You crazy Ryan.
I'm a crazy monkey.
Don't go too far. There's a monkey on the dashboard, but that's it.
I'm the insane chicken of radio.
You know, I referenced Monkey on a Dashboard before, and I wonder if any of our listeners remember that reference. They would be true listeners.
So here is reading selection.
How rude, Ryan. Your parents must be ashamed of you.
I hiccuped.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
That was not a hiccup. That was a burp, you monster.
What? Rad Ryan does not burp.
Fine. Just read your story.
All right. If we had any doubt, despite everything that had gone before, we could not forget that final soul-searing discovery, the thing we saw when we shielded our eyes from the flames all around and looked away from those beings in the heavens, the line of footprints that led away from the lodge in the direction of that hellish slab deep in the Black Forest. Italicized text begins now. The footprints began in the soft soil beyond the veranda in the shape of a man's footprints and changed with each step into a hideously suggestive imprint made by a creature of incredible shape and weight with variations of outline and size so grotesque as to have been incomprehensible to anyone who had not seen the thing on the slab. And beside them, torn and rent as if by expanding force, the clothing that once belonged to Professor Gardner left piece by piece along the trail back into the woods, the trail taken by the hellish monstrosity that had come out of the night, the dweller in darkness who would visit us in the shape and guise of Professor Gardner.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
I read that story cover to cover one night, and I could not go to sleep after.
Because you're a wimp.
It's because it was scary, Mike.
It's kind of scary, Mike.
Yeah, it was scary.
It's kind of scary, Mike.
He's going to make fun of me.
It's kind of scary, Mike. It's kind of scary. Oh, my God.
Let me just play a song. You wanna
fine.
You want to hear an interesting song, Mike? What? Let me ask you. What is your console? What is your console of choice? I'm a PS3 guy, I'll admit. Oh, God, it's Professor Gardner.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. The guys in the hellish monsters. Oh, it's Walker. Okay.
Got
it. Good. He broke in. All right. Wait, oh, your room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you went.
What was it, 50 minutes? 50 minutes waiting
for
safety. Come let me
into
my room.
And he got in.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Wonderful. So. Ready to play the song?
Well, Mike, you didn't tell me. What's your console?
I would say...
Is it a Wii Fit? Or just a Wii?
I think it's Xbox.
What?
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 Oh, no, it's not. It's
We gonna play the game, the PlayStation all day. With Metal Gear Solid to Tekken 3. And from Omega Bells to Resident Evil. Just play for the fun, cause we got it going on.
Resident Evil, Gran Turismo, Omega Boost, Bloody Raw, X-Files, all over the world. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, for the longest time when I heard that song, I didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah.
You know, what they were spelling.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. When I was young, I didn't understand what was being said.
Yeah.
It was just, blah.
Maybe that's why you have a tendency to make up words.
Yeah, you know what, Ryan?
Like Yugoslavia or...
Ryan, it's not... Oh, you're so stupid.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
No. So,
what else do we have planned for the evening?
Well, I think we've ran the evening to an end.
Ran it dry.
We've ran it dry.
Like a Hampshire cow.
Yes. Next week, sadly, Ryan is going to be absent from our show.
I apologize deeply, and take it from me, you know, that I would much rather be here than doing what I'm obligated to do next Wednesday.
Yes, we will miss him a little bit. We will miss him a little bit.
Well, I think you'll miss me as much as you... About half as much as you miss the intimate hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is that fair?
That's fair. Okay. That's fair. And yes. So next week...
You'll still get your intimacy.
Yeah, next week will still be a show. I'll be here. Who knows what's going to happen? Crazy stuff. Maybe I'll have a guest co-host.
Replace me with your hand.
Or maybe it'll just be the ramblings of me for 60 minutes straight.
You're gonna replace me with your hand. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I really hope that doesn't happen. You know.
Yeah.
And who knows? Who knows? If the dreaded thing that I have to do ends soon enough, I might be able to drop by. I mean, it does.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Knows. I'm going to lock you out, Ryan. Because look, here's an example.
Please don't lock me out.
Here's the new co-host. His name is Randall.
Who's Randall?
Hey, guys, it's me, Randall. Oh.
He does not sound rad.
Hey, Randall.
I'm just holding your hand.
How are you? Oh, I'm good, man. Oh, Magic Mike. You're one cool cat. Oh, thank you, Randall. Oh, that comes from
this is just pathetic, my heart.
Oh, goodness.
This is really sad.
Oh, Randall, you're too much.
Gosh.
Oh, Magic Mike, you're the best person in the world. Wow. Oh, that's too much. And you see, it'll be an hour of compliments.
Are you...
That'll be the
show. I could barely take 20 seconds of what you just did, and you're saying you're going to do it for an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for an hour.
Do you know how long that's going to drag for?
Well, you know.
Oh, my God.
I've got a lot of things to say about Magic Mike. He's Randall, one awesome dude.
I'm going to murder you, Randall.
Randall, you're so nice. I don't have anything nice to say to you, but, you know, you can keep talking.
Well, you know.
That's not cool, man. Right? Yeah. You just one sad, sour puss.
You sound like Bill Cosby.
You see, what you gotta do with the pudding is you take the spoon of the jello and bicycles.
Okay. Oh. I think that's enough for.
Oh.
What? Oh, what?
Nothing.
I think it's time for make way for our. Very special friends that we did a special with earlier. See what I did there? Walker Schuster and Whitney Staples, Ebony Vampire Head.
Yes, the next show coming up is This Shit Is Delicious. This coming up next on Yurt Radio.
On Yurt Radio. I will miss you all, and I will see you. Well, I'll see you second semester. Mike, I'll see you before then, hopefully.
Yes. And I'll see you all, you intimate listeners, next week, 8 o'clock, Wednesdays.
11th episode of the Intimate Hour in 2011.
How convenient.
Yes.
We're rulers of the universe.
Yes.
That's why.
Indeed.